This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League Edition. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Steve Wiss, Will White, and as RJ has decided that a bachelor party is more important than spending time talking soccer betting with us, Daniele Fisichella is also here as we look ahead to the quarterfinals of Europe's top competition. I think Steve is at a bachelor's party. Is that what he is?
RJ will be with us in spirit, Dan. I've got a pic from him. No, I've not actually. I think RJ's gone off grid for about 3 or 4 days. That's I saw him tweeting.
Has he gone? I want to say he's gone to the Dominican Republic or something like that, or Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so that's why he's off grid, isn't it? But yeah, welcome to Daniele into the show. Will,
wasn't got nothing else, to do. So
we're recording in Italy. Yeah, you're enjoying yourself in Italy, Daniele. You know,
we're recording in the middle of the night, by the way. It's like even an hour later for me.
Yeah, look, this is a late night session. We can blame Will White for that because Will can't do tomorrow for some reason. You've got your Barcelona top on. I'm not quite sure why. Will, what's with the shirt? Why are you in colours tonight?
Well, in name of the Champions League, Barcelona, believe it or not, still are in this competition. Yeah, so, it's to the surprise of most of us, I guess. But but yeah, it's in aid of that.
Futures prices look like this: Manchester City plus 185, Arsenal plus 500, Real Madrid plus 600, Bayern plus 700, Paris Saint Germain are 8-1 from 12s, Barcelona 10s from 20s. Steve, this is all draw related, isn't it? Really, the reason that Arsenal are second favourites, obviously City, Real Madrid in the same half of the draw. They meet at, obviously at the quarterfinals, and that skewed the prices a little bit.
Well, we still actually have some outright tickets on this show from the season way back, and I don't think we fancy any of it, do we? Bayern and PSG are the two, but I think we don't expect them to win it from here. The prices look about fair. I was on the reaction show today with Simon Holden. His pick is Real Madrid, if you're interested there, plus 600. He thinks they're quite big. And probably a fair price. I would say Atletico Madrid at plus 1,200 probably is the one I would look at. If you're really looking for a bit of value, they're on the right side of the draw. They should get past Dortmund. And, just say it was Barcelona. They know quite a lot about them, don't they? So if I was to have like a free $5 bet, it would be on them. But at this stage of the tournament, Dan, the books are usually quite sharp with the outright prices.
Will, what do you make of the outright prices here? Obviously, as we mentioned, the draw with City and Real Madrid in the same half, it would be very different if they were kept apart, but they're not. I mean, look, Paris Saint-Germain and Barcelona, they've got puncher's chances here in the other side of the draw, haven't they?
Yeah, I think given how the draws turned out, you've immediately got to look in the weaker side of the draw. I mean, it's significantly weaker, right? We've got the four highest rated teams in the same side of the draw. So I think for me, that makes things much more difficult. PSG have shortened from plus 1,200 to plus 800. Barcelona have shortened from plus 2,000 to plus 1,000. Atletico, probably of the four, look the best pick at plus 1,200. And then Dortmund. I don't think anyone can really have Dortmund. So, and then of the other four, I don't know. Arsenal, to me, look locked in. And that's starting to show. So I wouldn't put anyone off the plus 500. I think what we have seen is a bit of a convergence in ratings between Man City and Arsenal, at least in the Premier League. They played the other week, and Man City went off odds against at home. So, you know, that kind of tells me that the sharps out there believe that these two are much closer than perhaps this outright market suggests. So that's one thing I would say.
Daniele, a lot of us liked Inter and obviously knocked out by Atleti. Should we switch to Atleti? The boys are suggesting they could be the value. Do you look at that half of the draw, or do you think, well, hang on, look, four top-rated teams, as Will pointed out here, all in the other half. If I can work out which one of them to back, they will be favourites in the final. How do you see it?
No, you have to look at the other side of the draw as well. I mean, Atletico Madrid could do an Inter this season and reach the final, not only because they beat Inter in the last game, but because they got a lot of experience as well. And, you know, a strong defense, although it's not a vintage Atletico. But I do stick with my beginning of the season prediction. I think at least PSG could make the final. It would be interesting if they meet Real Madrid for a certain Mbappe.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it? I mean, I think Paris Saint-Germain are interesting, and I know that we're holding some tickets on PSG. We'll talk about their game a little bit later. Very briefly, top goal scorer for the Champions League, Haaland, Kane and Mbappe, Griezmann, all on 6 goals. Haaland plus 125, slight drift. Kane plus 275 and Mbappe 250 from 300. Griezmann's the mover, having scored in the previous round, and obviously Atleti are still in, 25-1 into 7-1. Anybody got anything to say about top goal scorer as it is, or forever hold your peace? Steve, Will, Daniele, anything?
The draw has made this market a bit more interesting, hasn't it? Mbappe at plus 250 might be involved in the highest scoring quarterfinal tie. I don't know. It's up for debate, isn't it? There's definitely options now, that's for sure. I mean, Haaland's not an absolute guarantee. Kane, obviously, might not go beyond this round. So, take your pick, really, Dan. I wouldn't know who I'd choose from this point in time. Again, I think on this show, we've got a few tickets on Kane, but we're going to need him to score a few against Arsenal, which is asking a lot, isn't it, against that goodness defence.
Good record. Good record against Arsenal in his Tottenham days. Anyone else? Top goal scorer? Oh, should we move on? Sounds like we're moving on. Will, any trends for quarterfinals or first leg quarterfinals? You put us on to some good ones for the round of 16, or is it just, you know, we're at the business end, the sample size is too small, nothing really stands out?
Yeah, it's really tricky at this point. I did have a quick look through to see if there are any trends worth noting. I mean, there was in last season's quarterfinal first legs, all four games finished both teams to score. No, that's maybe something in that. But really, this is probably not the time where bettors should be focusing on trends and things like that. It's kind of take each team and each match at face value and try and dig into the individual specifics of each matchup as opposed to trends from previous years.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think when we get to this stage of the competition, you have to go game by game. We start with the two games on Tuesday, and first up, Real Madrid against Manchester City, 3 p.m. Eastern, of course, as all of the Champions League games are. Real Madrid are plus 200 now, Man City plus 145, draw plus 235. Third Champions League meeting the last three seasons. City won, of course, semi-final last year. Real Madrid have come good against City previously. The two qualified prices, Madrid plus 160, City short price favorites minus 225. I mean, the market, Daniel, is suggesting here that Real Madrid are slightly better than they were last year, or City slightly worse than last year when you look at the money line prices for the first leg when they met last year. I mean, do you see it that way? Have City regressed just a tiny little bit? Have Madrid got better?
I mean, if City have regressed, they come down from amazingly high level. Of course, a team that has won the treble. But I do think, yes, City have lost this season a little bit of experience in the players like Gundogan and Mahrez, and perhaps the replacement, especially midfield, are not up to the level, you know, Kovacic and as well as Nunez. I don't think they're squad players, they're very good squad players, but they haven't quite replaced that quality. And this is a City side that, if you look at the race, the top three race in the Premier League, is a team that has conceded the most goals between those three. Of course, they keep scoring an awful lot and they are unbeaten in 25 games in all competition, won 21 of them. But, you know, even at the weekend against Palace, they did make mistake. They were unpicked quite easily in occasion of the first goal. And they got a problem, I think, beating top six teams. They've only beaten Villa this season so far. And if you look at the defense in particular, last year, in the run into the first semi-final against Real Madrid, they only had conceded 4 goals in the entire Champions League. So far, they already conceded 8. And you would argue, last year, they played against tougher opposition, Borussia, Bayern, Leipzig, and Sevilla, who then won the Europa League this season. Not so much. So, yes, I do see Real Madrid slightly with an advantage in this case, in this head-to-head.
You've signposted your bet to a certain extent there. Tell us your play, because you're the only one of our handicappers who've got a bet in this one. Daniele, what do you like?
Over 2.5 goals, minus 134. In the previous four games, there have been 17 goals, average 4.3 per game. So there's always been goals, of course. Last year, the game went into extra time as well. But, you know, looking back at City frailties, missing Kyle Walker, probably the player on the pitch that could match Vinicius for pace and for sharpness, that could be big. Only six clean sheets in the last 16 for City, two in eight away games. And the Real Madrid, on the other hand, unbeaten at home this season in La Liga, but all their games in the Champions League, they've been very close. You know, the games against Leipzig, they were open 1-1 in the return. Leipzig had chances. They did concede two goals against Napoli recently, one against Atletico, one against Leipzig at the Bernabeu. But is this the week of the big Spanish rest? I mean, all the Spanish teams, they had 9/10 days to prepare for these matches in advantage. Now, obviously, the Spanish FA could not know that Atletico Bilbao and Mallorca would have gone into the final of the Copa del Rey, but it's played out quite in the hands of Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid. But yeah, I do stick with goals. I think over 2.5 seems the most logical, minus 134.
Will, what do you make of the moneyline prices? Any leans? What are your thoughts on this one?
That's an interesting point you brought up there, Daniele, regarding the rest, because I've kind of thought about this one myself. I'm not 100% convinced it's a huge benefit. I'm not even convinced it's a benefit for the Spanish sides at all. I think if it were a two-week break, then for sure I would say it's not a benefit, because that's at that point, I think you can kind of start to make the argument for a lack of match sharpness being a factor. But I think you're probably right in this case of there being 9 or 10 days for the Spanish team's rest versus 3 or 4 for their opponents. I think it is probably a slight benefit in their favour. And so looking at this match through that lens, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about two of the best teams in Europe facing off in a matchup that we saw last season where the prices were relatively similar, where it was a very tight game. And in the game, the first leg last year, I think there were only 1.5 total XG generated. But I do like your bet on the over 2.5 here. It just feels like a game where even though Pep might try and employ his kind of control style of play in transition, Real Madrid are going to be lethal with no Kyle Walker. City could be vulnerable. And that's really the only edge and kind of potential angle I can see into this game when it comes to the money line. The prices do look about right, but guns ahead. Probably the 195 Real Madrid looks slightly more attractive than the Man City.
Steve, what's your thoughts on this one? Any leans?
This might be worrying for Real Madrid fans. I actually like them for once. It's not often that I do, but I am more attracted to them in this particular game. I like that 9-day rest. I think it's the optimum period of rest, actually. They have been able to focus on this game in that period. And I know City have got a big squad, but they've still had to, you know, get through the matches. I know it was only Palace and although the Villa game actually turned out to be quite an easy one in the end, didn't it? But at home, you don't want to be betting against Real Madrid, I don't think, in Europe. Even if they have flat periods in the game, they often find ways to get a result, don't they? So if I was to take anything here, it would be on Real Madrid on the zero Asian handicap at plus 112. But equally, I don't really want to be betting against Manchester City either. It's one of those games I think it's best watched and enjoyed, and hopefully the goals will flow for the sake of Daniele's bet. And I think Real Madrid can get a win here. 2-1 Real Madrid. I could see it, you know.
Who would you see going through to the semi-final, Steve? Not based on prices, just who do you think is going to progress?
I've got a gut feeling Real Madrid will go through to the semi-final.
Will, who'd you like to go through?
I like City to go through, but their favourites to go through, you know, that's kind of how I'm programmed to think, really.
Daniele?
No, I stick with Real Madrid. I think they closed the gap this season.
I mean, if we think that they're going to you know, win the first leg, then plus 160 Real Madrid will be shorter, I presume, if they win the first leg into the second leg in Manchester. Yeah, we know what Will's thinking here. I mean, crikey, the prices are very much in his favour. No, we're not going to tell. I mean, I think City will go through, but we'll see what happens. Minus 225 to qualify Madrid, plus 160. Always looking for an angle. Arsenal versus Bayern Munich next up again on Tuesday. Arsenal have shortened over the course of the last few days, maybe not surprisingly, given the fact that Bayern let a two-goal lead slip at home to Heidenheim, at Heidenheim at the weekend to lose 3-2. The qualified prices are minus 134 Arsenal, Bayern even money. Last time Arsenal played Bayern at home in the Champions League, Bayern were minus 120 on the money line. That's at the Emirates. Arsenal were 3-1 shots 7 years ago. But Will, that's such a huge difference here. I mean, there's such a big change for Arsenal in particular and for Bayern maybe just over the last 12 months. I mean, I don't know how this would be priced 12 months ago, but I mean, it seems remarkable the way that Bayern have just disintegrated in terms of their form recently. Or am I over-egging that? I don't know.
I think the better comparison is with what price City went off at home to Bayern in last year's quarterfinal, and they went off minus 160. So at the time I made my pick, Arsenal were minus 124. So you're looking at 36 cent difference to what City went off at home to Bayern last season. And I think you could
make... weren't Bayern better last season and Bayern are worse this season? Are you factoring that in?
I will get onto that. It is part of my analysis, but I'm just saying, I think when was the last time these two faced each other?
It was seven years ago.
So I don't think a match from 7 years ago really has any relevance at all, to be honest. So I'd make the comparison versus the City game last season, looking at it through the lens that perhaps Arsenal are rated almost as highly this season as Man City this season, and maybe Man City are rated slightly worse than they were last season. But it's a kind of roundabout way to getting to a comparison that gives me a better idea or context as to how to look at this match. But yeah, I did get my pick in early on Friday night with a view to getting a better price on Arsenal at minus 124. They have shortened a lot since. They're now minus 143 last time I looked. So I'm not sure I would be so enamored with them at that price. But at the minus 124, it's a no-brainer, really. Arsenal have been in absolutely red-hot form. It looks to me like Arteta has really primed his squad to be totally locked in at this point in the season. And then on the other side, you've got Bayern throwing away a two-goal lead away to Heidenheim. They've now lost 4 of 8, and they look very vulnerable. However, are they a better team? Are they a worse team than they were last season? Well, actually, the underlying data suggests they're not. They've got XG supremacy average 1.61 per 90 this season versus 1.49 last season, which is quite astonishing, really, given where they are in the table and what their recent form looks like. But that actually makes them a significantly better team, according to the underlying data, than Bayer Leverkusen, who are 13 points ahead of them in the league, 14 points ahead of them in the league. It's quite astounding, really, the deviation between Bayern's underlying data and their actual results and kind of how they look to the fans that are watching their games. I think really that highlights it's more a mentality problem rather than a quality problem. And at minus 143 current price on Arsenal, you're taking quite a big gamble. You're paying a high price that Bayern aren't going to all of a sudden turn up on the night with the undoubted quality that they have and the undoubted quality that they've shown before in big European nights. So sounds like I'm talking myself out of this.
About to say that. I mean, you're making a very good case for buying it, sort of, you know, 3.5 to 1 as a bet here.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far, but what I would say is City minus 160 last season at home to Bayern, they won 3-0. It's pretty comfortable. Now we're looking at Arsenal minus 143. I think it's gone too far.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, if I'm to get back on board with putting my money behind Arsenal, I'd need a price much closer to the minus 124. And frankly, I would have rather they gone out and convincingly beaten Heidenheim over the weekend and the price remained around about minus 120, because I actually think that's a better setup for bettors that are looking to get behind Arsenal here. I think Bayern, having been embarrassed over the weekend, like they were against Eintracht Frankfurt, and then they went away to Manchester United in the final group stage game, and we talked about that being a reason to back Bayern. I think it could be a reason to side with Bayern here. And so I made my pick before they lost over the weekend, and I'd rather them won over the weekend and the price still be around the minus 120 for Arsenal.
Just very quickly, what do you think is going to happen to the price between now and kickoff? Do you think Arsenal will drift a little bit? You just been talking about the metrics there we're buying. And we know that, you know, significant, you know, bettors and syndicates will surely look at that data and start to think, well, isn't the plus 340 just value regardless of whether I think they're going to win the game or not?
I think the problem you've got with that is that whilst that is true, Arsenal also have the strongest underlying data in the Premier League. And the Premier League is obviously considerably stronger than Bundesliga. So I think you'll have people looking at the buying data and saying, actually, they're not as bad as it seems, but you'll also have people on the flip side looking at the Arsenal data and saying,
yeah,
they could be the best team in Europe, which is crazy to say that,
yeah. But
the data is the data. So yeah, at these prices, what do I think is going to happen to the prices? I think we'll get two-way action. So I think they might stay relatively stable.
Okay. Let's get some thoughts from Steve, because Steve, you've got a play in this one as well. And it's a variation on a theme, but obviously you're factoring where the odds have gone here with your play.
I like Arsenal in this game as well, and I'm going to take them on the minus 0.75 Asian handicap at minus 110. At the minute, I think they are playing far better football than Bayern Munich. I mean, if you remember the last time that Bayern were away in Europe, we both, I think this show heavily went against them in the Lazio, and it paid off that night. And again, I just don't, I've got a really bad vibe about them heading into this game. They got beat by Dortmund at home. And I mean, look, I'm almost willing to write off the Heidenheim game, actually, because I'm sure their eyes and their focus would have been on this Champions League tie. I think we can look into that match a little bit too much. But the fundamental factor is Arsenal are a lot better than I expected they'd be at this stage of the season. I didn't have them down as a potential Premier League winner this year. I didn't have them down as a potential Champions League winner this year. Now, they might end up completely potless. They could win a double. They really have improved dramatically since Christmas. And Will's right. The metrics for Arsenal are unbelievably good. One thing I will say is that the performance, the two matches against Porto is probably the hardest that they've struggled in this calendar year. And, you know, there was a really good tactical setup by Porto. And I think they need a lead to go back to Germany, because as bad as Bayern might be, they will throw absolutely everything at them in the second leg at the Allianz Arena. They really will. And I wouldn't underestimate Bayern in that game. And just like everyone was kind of writing them off against Lazio in the second leg as well. Bigger challenge, of course. So I think Arteta knows he's got to get a lead here. And this might be actually a tighter game than you think. I could see this being like a 1-0 or a 2-1 score potentially. But I'm still happy to be on the handicap, because I just think Bayern are very vulnerable and that Arsenal can take advantage while they're really red hot. And I don't think there's as much pressure on in the first leg. So they can take the lead here. Minus 0.75 Asian handicap. I'm a little bit like Will. I'm a little bit wary of Bayern. But I think it's the second leg that where the Germans might come into run a little bit more.
Daniele, thoughts on this one? Any leans? Any particular potential bets? You've not got an official play, but what do you think?
I think whereas perhaps quality man for man, Bayern Munich and Arsenal, they are not so far apart. It's the mindset, it's the momentum that's completely with Arsenal. They're flying, you know. A 9 home clean sheet, yet to concede a goal in the Emirates in the Champions League. Only failed to score twice at home this season. Bayern Munich look like they've got no tactical plan at all. And no away clean sheets in the last 8 for the German. Only 5 all season in 21 away games. If it's going to be a tight game, you might want to go for Arsenal total goals over 1.5. So score at least 2. I think they can really threaten the back four of Bayern here.
Who makes the semi-final out of Bayern or Arsenal? Daniele, you can go first. Who's going to go through?
Arsenal.
Will?
Oh, Arsenal. But that second leg, like Steve says, could be hell for them.
No away fans at Emirates on Tuesday. Steve, don't know if that makes any sort of difference at all. It's just Arsenal fans. Who's going to go through to the semi?
Arsenal go through to the semi, but the second leg might be closer than you think.
Yeah, I mean, at the minute, Arsenal are favourites, obviously -134, buying even money just to make the semi-finals. Wednesday games, we're going to kick off with Atletico Madrid versus Dortmund at 3 p.m. Eastern. Again, Atleti -129, Dortmund +380, draw +270. I think a few bettors expected Atleti and Dortmund to be in the last eight at the outset. Maybe more Atleti than Dortmund, but here we are, fourth in Spain, fifth in Germany. Atleti are short price favourites to qualify. We have got picks from all of our handicappers here, although two of them are doubling up. So we'll let Steve go first here, Steve.
I think all of us are on the same hymn sheet here, really. Just this bet stuck out as the most obvious one of the card, really. Atletico Madrid just on the money line to win the first leg at -129. For me, Dortmund are the weakest team left in the competition. I've not really rated them all season. That's no secret. Sometimes that's bitten me a bit. But I just can't see them coming here and getting anything, really. Atletico Madrid, unbelievable home record in Europe down the years. You know, they rose, didn't they, to see off Inter in the last round. That takes some doing. By far the best Italian team. You know, Dortmund are not even the third best team in Germany at the minute, arguably. So this is a far significantly easier game for Atletico Madrid. So very happy to take them on the money line. I'm interested if this Dortmund under 2.5 goals run is going to continue.
Incredible.
In the Champions. It's like 12 in a row now or something ridiculous. I really can't fathom it out. But something like 2-0 wouldn't actually surprise me. So it may well happen. But I think Atletico on the money line, just as simple as that, really. -129. I thought they'd be -150 or shorter.
Will, you're on the same page, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the same page. It stuck out to me at -129. So many different factors, I think, in Atleti's favour. First of all, their record at the Wanda Metropolitano is incredibly strong and in very much in contrast to their poor away record. So Simeone will definitely want to take a lead to Germany. And I've kind of done my roundabout comparable opponents way of pricing this up. Atleti were -160 versus Feyenoord in the group stages at home. Dortmund played PSV, who are similarly rated to Feyenoord in the Eredivisie in the last round, in the round of 16, and went off pretty much the same price. At home, they went off +107. PSV were +107 at home. So you can say, well, Dortmund and PSV are similar quality teams. PSV and Feyenoord are similar quality teams. Why did Atleti go off -160 versus Feyenoord, and yet they're only -129 here? That's just a foundation, though. You can't really rely on pricing like that, obviously. But do we also remember when Newcastle went off -160 at home to Dortmund earlier on this season in the Champions League? And so I think, yes, that was a very different Newcastle team back then. But this Atleti team is better than that Newcastle team. And I think we'd all agree on that. I think Dortmund are pretty lucky to be here, to be honest. They lost the XG battle in both legs versus PSV in the round of 16. They were quite lucky in the group stage. And then there's the manager matchup. I won't give away your stat, Dan. It's a great one.
It's not mine. I just steal them off other people. But
I'll leave it to you to take it away later on. But Simeone has had 32 Champions League knockout games in charge, and Edin Terzic only two. And I think it's a big deal. This is a stage for the managers to really step up. And I just think ultimately Atleti are going to be a bit too streetwise for Dortmund here and not make the same mistakes that PSV did and others in previous rounds.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's good analysis. I mean, I love the betting comparisons. I think that's a good foundation. And then when you mix in, you know, just the eye test and the stats about Simeone, I'll rally off now. He's basically never lost a home game in the knockout stages of the Champions League under Simeone. Play 16, 110, drawn 6. I mean, he's just got... And that worries me a little bit about Mikel Arteta. I mean, I know we've talked about Arsenal already, but he hasn't got that Champions League now. So I think we might have seen that in the game against Porto, as sort of Steve half referenced. Anyway, let's get another pick on this because it's slightly different. Daniele's got an official selection. Similar theme in a way, but we are going a little bit bigger in price and we're focusing on Atleti. Daniele.
Yeah, I do believe Atletico Madrid are going to win this one. I'm going to go for total goals over 1.5 for the home side, minus 114. Because the numbers at the Wanda Metropolitano, as Will said, they are impressive. 28 victories, 2 draws and 2 defeats. Atletico Madrid, by the way, are the only team to beat Real Madrid this season back in September. 3-1, they score 82 goals since last January 2023, around 2.5 goals per game. We know they start the games very strongly at home. Also because this is not a vintage Atletico Madrid that can go away from home and defend with the likes of Godin, Miranda and whoever was stifling even the most best opposition in Europe. It is an Atletico Madrid that we saw at San Siro concede a lot of chances, and Inter will regret having missed all those chances in the first leg. But at the Wanda Metropolitano, they do start strong, and they got players on the bench from Depay to Llorente, Barrios, Rodrigo, Riquelme, that can also change game in due course. When it comes to Borussia Dortmund, really fifth in the league with the fifth best attack, so really, really average. A little bit of unlucky perhaps against Stuttgart in their defeat. They didn't deserve to lose, but I think yes. The Wanda Metropolitana law is gonna play again. Over 1.5 goals for the home side, minus 114.
We are down on Dortmund. I presume no one's tipping them to actually qualify for the semi-final. Steve, who makes the last four?
Atletico Madrid, they're a lock.
Yeah, you've got Dortmund semi-final wrong all season, as you text me the other night, but okay. Will who makes the semi? Well, you did say that, Steve, didn't you? You said you've got Dortmund all wrong.
Hey,
although
you
called the Stuttgart game right, but not the goal.
Yeah. I got it right, but I was wrong.
Yeah. I find that all the time. Will, who makes the semis?
I'm kind of scared to say it now, but I like Atleti too. But yeah, let's just leave it there.
Daniele, who makes the semi-final?
Unless Atletico Madrid wins by more than 2 goals, Dortmund could have a chance because they're... Their record at home in the Champions League is very, very strong. But I think Atletico will win with a good margin the first leg. So he's Atletico.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be fascinated if Dortmund get through. I mean, I'm sure Will's going to go all through the back prices and say, well, you know, they were this price and that price. But still, I mean, I'm with you. You know, you believe the price, not the scoreline. But they keep defying us. They got out of the hardest group by winning it. Don't let anyone put you off if you fancy Dortmund. But I think we're all in with Atleti for this one. Final game to look at, Paris Saint-Germain against Barcelona. Again, 3 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. Paris Saint-Germain minus 106, Barcelona plus 280. The latest prices, draw plus 280. Memories for many of that 16-17 encounter. Paris Saint-Germain 4-0 winners in the first leg. Barcelona 6-1 winners the second leg. One or two iffy decisions. Even Will would maybe admit to that wearing his Barcelona top tonight. Can you remember what price they were to qualify, Will, for that one? I've scribbled down 10, 12 to one. I remember working at the time and I had a lot of journalists sort of saying this is the miracle of all miracles. And I think it was about 10 to one shot, which they wouldn't have, but that's journalists for you. But they weren't 100 to one to turn that around. But there's some great narrative here. Isn't there? We've not got no official picks on this, so we'll just get some musings from the boys. Will, what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite tie, and as a Barca fan, I really wish I had a pick on this game, but it's a model versus head and what I actually think is going to happen kind of situation. But yeah, the famous remontada.
Mm.
Two very different teams back then, though. I believe Barca were about 25 to 1 if you strip the margin out on the exchanges. 25 to 1, I think, was the top price you could have got on Barca coming back there. But their starting 11 that day included Messi, Suarez and Neymar.
Mm.
Iniesta, Sergio Busquets in midfield, Gerard Pique, Javier Mascherano.
Mm.
I'm not sure the current crop, especially without Pedri and Gavi, would be capable of that sort of turnaround again here. But there are quite a few intriguing angles to this game. First of all, can Frenkie de Jong start? And if he does start, it'll be his first game back for quite a few weeks out. If not, the midfield's going to comprise of Sergio Roberto and Christensen, which is just, it doesn't inspire much confidence, especially in transition, quick transitions with the likes of Mbappe. Not that confident, but my model thinks PSG are too short. If you look purely on a ratings kind of basis, they should be closer to about plus 120. But my head thinks I'd definitely be backing PSG at plus 120. So I think This could be a game where we see a drift on PSG game day, much like they drifted against Real Sociedad in both legs. They went off at home -130 to La Real, and surely Barca are rated higher than Real Sociedad with all due respect, despite Barca's troubles. So that's my take on the game, yeah. Hoping Barca go through, obviously.
Steve, if any tipster online or otherwise start to suggest that Paris Saint-Germain against Clermont on the weekend is a significant factor in this game, then you can dismiss it out of hand. I mean, can you dismiss all of their league and football? I mean, Luis Enrique is doing some wild stuff with the starting lineup, and Mbappe's in out, only lasts 45 minutes an hour. It's all about Champions League for them now. I mean, they're difficult to assess on that stage, aren't they, really? It's a difficult one. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, several Ligue 1 chairmen have criticised PSG's team selection at the weekend, which tells you all you need to know about who played, and they've been able to completely rest all the significant players ahead of this game. Full focus on it. Just like, Will, this is also my favourite tie of the round, and I wish I had a bet in it as well. But
you are allowed. You can have one if you want.
I know. My gut feeling tells me there's going to be goals in these ties, and I nearly struck with over 2.75, but this is the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Yeah, this is the competition that matters for both sides now, this season. The stakes are really high. So in that sort of situation, it can lead to a more nervous encounter as well. There's a great history here. I mean, that the 4-0 win that PSG had in 2017 under Unai Emery, that's the best PSG performance I've witnessed since QSI took over the club in the Qatari era. That was the best performance. Remarkable night. And remarkable, they obviously blew it afterwards. PSG did get their revenge a few years later, of course. But look, I think it's going to be a great watch. I'm on the eye out for goals, but ultimately, I just don't know. I'm not confident enough to take anything. And the money line prices look about right as well. If I had to stick my neck out, I'd be looking at, say, a 2-1 win for PSG in leg one.
Daniele, thoughts on this one?
Goals, both to score. None of these two sides are fully dominant at home, maybe as they used to be at the time of that big remontada. Okay, Luis Enrique made a lot of changes at the weekend. They got already the leagues wrapped up. And Barcelona, they're unbeaten in 27 games, by the way, PSG. And Barcelona are unbeaten in the last 11, but I don't think you can take those numbers into account too much. With Barcelona, it looks like the crisis is always around the corner. And, you know, the fact that last season, for example, they kept so many clean sheets, so many 1-0 win, there was almost no method to it. It was due to individual brilliance, a bit of Ter Stegen, a bit of the defenders, a little bit of luck as well. This season, they conceded already 14 more goals than Real Madrid. Only one clean sheet in the Champions League for Barcelona away. Four away clean sheets in La Liga, where surprisingly, though, away are unbeaten. Barcelona, although they still have to play Real Madrid, Girona, and Sevilla as well. PSG, Billicchi at the back, I think. Both to score for me, that's probably the best one. The price might be a -137, something like that. But yeah, I'll take that.
Daniele, who do you think is going to progress to the semis out of these two?
No, for me, it's PSG. It's PSG's strongest side, and yeah, they got the best player by far, which is Mbappe, and probably that's going to make the difference.
Will? I mean, it's probably the tightest in the betting here. I mean, I've not updated my Arsenal prices. They're very similar, Arsenal, Bayern, and Paris Saint-Germain, Barcelona, in terms of making it through to the last four. Who do you think is going to make it through?
Barca.
Even money, Barca. I mean, we're not saying that's a bet, obviously, but I mean, if you think Barca, it's a bet, isn't it? I don't know.
No. I've already got enough on this game to needing to have a bet.
Steve, who's going to go? We've got Paris Saint-Germain, haven't we? We've got tickets for PSG, haven't we, to win it on the show?
I've just searched for a coin. I'm going to coin flip this.
Go on, then.
I don't know.
It's not a flip of a coin, is it? Come on.
PSG.
I think I like PSG to win this one. I think Barcelona have gone. Let's get best bets of the boys before we wrap it up for the Champions League. Steve, what's your best bet quarterfinal leg one Champions League this season?
Atletico Madrid on the money line to beat Borussia Dortmund at -129.
Will, what's your best play?
Same, also Atleti.
Daniele?
I'll stick with Athletic as well. Over 1.5 goals, team total minus 114.
Oh my God, we are all in for Athletic. We also think that they're the value at 12-1, maybe, if you haven't had a bet on the futures. Brilliant stuff. That wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition. Many thanks to Steve, to Will and Daniele. Later this week, the boys will be back tackling the Europa and Conference Leagues. So watch out for the best bets in those competitions. For now, though, from all of us, it's goodbye.